Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, boys, let's talk about worry. I've got a little bit of a worry here when it comes to the Texans game.
Just one, huh?
Well, I got more than one.
In fact, I was going to say, like, good for you that you've gotten to a good place there.
I'm worried about two things that I probably should not be worried about. One in a good way, one in a bad way. And I don't know, I can't figure out why, but that's why we have confessions. I'm worried about Matthew Wright. Who is Matthew Wright, you might say?
He is the kicker that the Texans signed. He's on the practice squad right now, and it seems like he will be elevated to...
It's pretty much a done deal now.
He'll likely be elevated to take the place of Kaimi Fairbairn on Sunday.
Yeah, and so I shouldn't really be worried. He's a veteran guy, been around the league, really has pretty good kicking numbers overall.
88% field goal kicker, and I think over the last couple of seasons, he's only missed... a 30-yarder? Like a 50-plus yarder.
And it's just one game.
And he's not in the league?
Yeah, he should be in the league. Dang. That's a good point. And so it should be. It's just for one game. For some reason, because this team kicks so many field goals, I'm just worried that, we should be like, all right, good pickup, get through it, whatever. Because they kick so many field goals, I'm worried about Matthew Wright, playing a key role in this game.
Actually not. I think
I shouldn't be.
Now, if it was like Kaimi's leg fell off, you have him for the rest of the year, I go, oh, okay. Yeah. But he seems from, just looking at statistics, I'm not actually
pretty good.
Pretty
good.
He looked better than the other kickers they had in the past.
Yes.
And to be fair, I'm not looking at the actual process. Maybe because there's some people that the ball goes through, but it looks crazy to the point where you go, there's no way this is going to be continually
replicable. Yeah, the other shoe's going to fall.
I don't know. Maybe he has that kind of process with his kick. But just looking at the numbers, they're good enough for me to feel like one game you get out here. And it's not like he's missing a whole bunch of long ones either. It feels like he has maybe a solid range, even if not like a crazy range. And you should be able to handle that for a week. And if you just need five field goals again, then tough you know what. That's on you, know?
Well, let me give you the second part, which is even crazier. I shouldn't be worried about Matthew Wright. I kind of am. Kind of worried about Trevor Lawrence. I should not be worried about Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
He is. You know how certain moments just kind of stick with you? And I saw him make, I want to say it was three throws, at least two throws on Sunday. And I'm watching him. And it was the first time that I went, ooh. I mean, he made two or three, I forget, really good throws. And it was only against the Raiders, last Sunday.
Sure.
And Trevor Lawrence has a track record of underachieving, of not necessarily being the guy. But as much as we're kind of starting to give Liam Cohen some credit, and I saw those, again, just two or three throws, I should not be worried about Trevor Lawrence. Kind of worried about Trevor Lawrence. Kind of worried about Trevor Lawrence.
You will be alone in such circles.
I know. That's why this is brought to the front, to the class in confessions, because I heard Seth talking this morning like Trevor Lawrence is, and he's right. He's 100% right. You're 100% right. I've seen him make some throws in the last couple of weeks under Liam Cohen where I'm like, all right, maybe they're connecting a little bit.
I would just be a little more worried about the kicker, to be honest. Yeah. I felt like Trevor Lawrence, he probably had to do the bare minimum, but I think it's probably going to come down to the kickers.
You know what I feel bad about before I even get into my confession? In that last segment, we were trying to like, hey, power rank the dudes who you believe can step up. Did not bring up Matthew Wright. Did not bring up Davis Mills. my bad. Did not give you an opportunity to power rank what you feel about him. Yeah, that's a mistake on my part.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what I feel, so I'm talking about it.
It's my opinion.
Both those things I'm a little worried about.
Also have a Texans confession. Did not think it would go this way. I have to admit, I actually didn't get to watching film from the Broncos game until yesterday. I usually will watch it much earlier in the week, like in a more extensive way. I think I looked at maybe like one or two things, but nothing substantial. However, you know, Nick Caley talking about their first and second down or the relative success there, I was like, damn, how successful were they? So I went back and was watching all of those first and second down plays.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I will say, I was a little, maybe not surprised, but I was like, oh, this is interesting. CJ just didn't rip some throws that were actually open in those early and manageable downs before he went down. And I was like, oh, okay. This looks a little different.
Yeah.
If CJ is not hesitant to let the ball go. There was probably like a second down where you have Woody Marks coming out of the backfield. He motions out. Mm-hmm. You know how they do that little slide step motion out, and then he goes up the seam. They run a post in a corner on the receivers that are ahead of him. They split, and it's like the red seat. He just needs to rip it.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it there. There's another instance where, you know, depending on where he's looking, he has an opportunity to let it go. You see him looking in the direction, but he doesn't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately he has to go and make a little something out of nothing because he looks at one, he looks at two, he doesn't rip the ball to either of those that are, you know, easy just layup passes, even if they're not going to be big gainers. So there's still something to be said that for CJ. What I ultimately still come back to is, yes, CJ, I think that there's still room for him to help make this offense more effective by, you know, being fully, you know, fully bought in and, you know, somewhat leave caution to the wind. I know that's not the right way to say it, but, you know, just be willing
Letting
to
it go.
Rip it.
Yeah.
The thing I keep coming back to, though, is what does it say about your offense that even though, like, those plays are absolutely necessary for anything to function? Like, it should not be that you have to hit all of these plays in order for this offense to even be functional, right? It's because players miss plays from time to time.
Yeah.
Your offense should still have some level of function. It hurts even more because that's the case.
And that's something that offense. We need to kind of keep an eye on, too, because it seems like he's more confident and been able to do more things, but still, you got to be able to make those plays.
Without question.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So the streets been waiting on something to drop for years and years and years. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to confess, I'm at a point now where I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to see no previews or anything.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
That's right.
So that was set to drop. They dropped some trailers, I want to say, earlier this year, probably last year. I can't remember. But it looked fire. people been waiting on this game for a very long time. It's
supposed to drop what?
It's supposed to drop
next year?
Yeah, it's supposed to drop in May. Mm-hmm. And May is right around the corner now. We almost done with 2025.
Yeah.
And they just released it. They just put out a statement saying that they're pushing this back till November.
Is this the second or third time they've pushed this back?
I think, I don't know, man. They
Why?
Just keep,
does it have to do with the technology?
Yeah, they saying they want to. They saying they want to make sure it's perfect and make sure it's good when it do drop and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just tightening up some things and all this other
How
stuff.
How many years has it been? They've been waiting on this.
When did GTA 5 drop? GTA yeah. 5 drop.
It dropped when I was living in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
I went to GameStop to get this damn game. That's how long ago
so
it was.
You're out.
I'm gonna buy it when it come out, but I'm sick and tired of just waiting around like, mm-hmm. it's coming out.
GTA 5 released in 2013.
Oh, wow.
And it's worth noting, GTA 5 also had this thing. Rockstar, the company that makes these games, they do this. Now, mm-hmm. to be fair, when they do actually put something out, the quality is phenomenal to the point
so
where
they've lived up to it?
People are still playing GTA 5, and it still has some merit and some value some mm-hmm. 12 years later. So
yeah.
They do a good job, however,
but
it is annoying to keep.
They keep putting release dates out here. They keep dropping that. Trailers, mm-hmm. and they keep pushing back, man. Yeah. I'm sick of it. I'm done entertaining anything until it drop.
At least they're not Dr. Dre, where it eventually will actually come out.
Hell, we don't know that. Shoot, they might push it back to 2027 at this point.
This is true.
You waiting for the meteor or whatever that eventually takes us out?
Yeah,
before
yeah.
Before we even get GTA
I wouldn't be surprised
GTA
if that 6? If that showed up before GTA
that's
6.
Too, let's be. That's too long a wait, man.
Yeah.
It's way too long. And I'm not a gamer. I mean, yeah,
you got GTA 5 at home, okay?
That's too long.
Yeah, I'm complaining about it now. I know as soon as it drop, mm-hmm. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy as hell, but
I much prefer this than the yearly Madden 2K where nothing actually
changes. Oh, 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. You could keep playing this for the next 10 years probably.
Yeah.
But I'm just sick and tired of the trailers and, it's coming out in May 2026, yeah. y'all. And then they release it something. We're pushing it back. They did this like 3 different times, man. Mm-hmm. I'm done entertaining this until it actually drops.
Oh, man.
Fair enough. All right. Those are your Lunchtime Confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 from the 346. I'd rather them get it out and let them get it straight and good, unlike Cyberpunk, which was ass when they hurried it up. Yeah, I do appreciate that. In this era where so many companies are like, it doesn't matter if it's good, just push it out. We'll get that $60, $70. They're like, no. This will be good when we release it.
The other thing is rumors saying this game is probably going to be like $150, $200, something like that, crazy. And maybe this could be the deluxe version and all that stuff. I don't really rock with the deluxe version, but it's rumors. It's a lot of rumors that this game might be a terabyte to download and all type of crazy stuff. Man. It's irritating.
Guaranteed 5 years of good times off.
Hell, it might.
How about 12? Like the last one.
But by the time this game come out, we might be on PlayStation 6.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Only God knows what the future holds for us in GTA 6.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to then. Right now, though, we got the show to keep doing. You're in the loop here on Sports Rail 610. Coming up next, let's get to our college football preview, which is presented by Wrangler. It's Lopez's college football headline for the weekend. What do we got coming up in the weekend of college football? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.